Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Bo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you own a GoPro, Bo?
I do.
What do you know? No, we do.
How long have you listened to the show, Bo?
I'm a hobo, Bo. Well, I was.
Hey, Bo.
Yeah.
Besides the alcohol, have you done any blow?
That's a no go.
Right. Shannon, what are you eating? Raisins?
No, Cracker Jack.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, Cracker Jack.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Jack in the Box.
I would. You know what? What's the other one? What's the one? Is it Fiddle Faddle?
Oh, she got a
Fiddle Faddle. Oh, look at the prize. It's a divorce agreement.
Cracker Jack.
I love those.
Guess where Cracker Jack made its debut?
Where?
Bolivia.
The Chicago World's Fair.
1904?
1893.
Like, 5?
How was it?
She awakens.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Remember the old days on the show when we didn't have the work ethic we have now, and we used to install new equipment and take a whole day to run a system test? Well,
yeah.
We don't do that anymore. We give you live programming every day. That's what we're here for, and that's what we want to do during this pandemic. So we are here, and we're a little late getting on the air tonight simply because we had a lot of new stuff that we're putting into play and getting ready for you. So hopefully you are seeing us live and in color.
And I know I'm already halfway in.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. I'm about halfway through. No, probably about a third of the way into my Carl and I both thank you to the Anheuser-Busch Corporation with their Michelob Ultras tonight. That's what we are drinking, and we're here for the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party.
Ow!
Greetings, everyone.
Hello.
Let's do what we did 15 minutes ago when we thought we had it all figured out. We're going to go around the room and we're going to say hello to everybody. Hi to Carrie Spiewak.
Hi,
how are you, Carrie?
Hello.
Carrie, so was I'm your drinking. Microphone making a funny little sound before? Was that? Can I hear that?
And she was doing it on purpose, too.
Well, not I know. To
it was
start,
fun.
But then when I realized it made a noise, I was playing with my microphone.
Well, I found this out before, but Carrie's drinking beer, but I forgot the kind of beer you're drinking. Can you hold that up?
It's like 1970s.
Look at that.
It's Richmond Lager. It's from Hardywood. It's a craft lager.
I want Carrie's beer.
Yeah, I want her. I always
really
want the Spiewak drinks.
Hand that to me right now. Thank you.
Yummy.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that would be really
more
cool
on ice. Mike, I have a couple more on ice back here if you want to make the trip up.
Hey, watch this. Carrie's going to hand me the beer, and it's going to turn, her beer is going to turn into a Michelob Ultra.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Hand it to
We're
me, Carrie.
We're turning a good beer into a really crappy beer.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
aren't we clever?
Television.
Oh, geez, we're just like doing all those things people do during the pandemic. Really,
Mike, you're like Ernie Kovacs. Look at you.
Right. Someone's drinking out of a copper mug, which that's Shannon. And Shannon Zabalios is that a Moscow Mule that we're enjoying this evening?
Oh, no. That's just Old Faithful.
What?
But I drank the rest of it on accident.
On accident.
On accident. You say on accident, Rob, don't you?
Only when I'm trying to be a little ironic, because it's not a phrase I care for.
But I found some wine, so we're good.
Oh, can you hold up the bottle of wine so we can all enjoy it? Let's see. That is fidget wine.
Fidget wine
from the Donati Winery.
It's Don't With Me Wine. DFW, right?
Don't F With Me Wine. And hi, Mrs. O'Mara. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm, cutting back a little bit, drinking the Ultra, thinking, I'm not going to... What happened last week is not going to happen again this week.
What happened last week?
We
it was awful. Okay, so I think I was okay during the show.
Oh, we didn't really go into great detail. Well, I did on Monday's show.
A little bit. We had a recap.
At the conclusion of the broadcast, Carl and I were feeling so festive that we decided we would go to the kitchen and enjoy our last weekly game of Trouble.
Yes.
actually daily game of Trouble.
Yeah, sometimes that we play. Twice. So that would be like 14 games.
And you were winning, as usual.
I was.
And suddenly,
with your bad, foggy, pop-o-matic bulb.
With the terrible.
Like, it makes me dizzy now, Rob. I can't even. Mike said he ordered another one, but I don't believe him.
Can you talk into it?
I don't believe him.
Yeah,
because.
Did he order a new game or a new bulb?
He said he ordered a new game.
You can't part out a game of Trouble?
From
get like
what,
three
what,
yellow pawns and a new pop-o-matic bulb.
I might be able to go to the Trouble Warehouse and find a find a pop-o-matic screen.
New in box.
As long as you talk into it, you're fine.
Okay, I'll talk into it.
You're talking over it. You're talking like this and say, so we had a thing. We'd like it.
Oh, here, let me be like this then.
You don't have to. You can just position it in such a way. You see where mine is right here? It's right there.
It does take some getting used to.
Yeah, well, you're professional.
It takes a person for a bald-faced amateur to come in here and try to do that, even if she's been on the show multiple
times. It's a classic greenhorn move.
Greenhorn. So Carla and I go, we play a little Trouble. We get 5 minutes into the game of Trouble.
No, really, says, two pops.
Two pops in.
Each.
And Carla looks at me and says, I have to stop.
No, hold on.
I have to stop.
That is not how it happened.
I have to stop.
I was on my second pop. I popped it, and all of a sudden, this dizziness came over me, and I had to put my
fizziness?
Head down. Dizziness. Came over me, and I put my head on the table. I'm like, yeah, I think I'll be fine. Then all of a sudden, it hit, and I was dizzy.
Yeah.
So I stumbled my way to the guest room.
I can tell the story better.
Okay, go ahead.
She agreed with our son that our son was going to be sleeping with her in the guest room, which is a treat for him. And that means it's a treat for me. I get the master all to myself and get to stay up to like 4 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night.
And also, don't you lay in the middle of the bed and make like you're doing snow angels?
It's great. I get some Wesson oil and just lie. I put a tarp down in the middle of the master bed and I oil myself up. And I'm just like
you can't sleep without me.
Fat manatee.
You don't sleep well.
Michael comes running in and goes, Mommy wants you. And I come in, the door is closed. Michael's in his room at this point. I open the door and there's Carla fully reclined on the bathroom floor.
Yeah. I was very dizzy, like I said. I needed some support.
We've all been
some emotional been support.
There.
I have not been that way in about 6 years.
Which I gave you. I gave you emotional support. Did I?
You did. You did. But it didn't take anything away. I was still sicker than a dog.
Yep.
The next day, I was totally hungover. I felt like crap.
You know the cool thing is, though, this is the kind of husband I am. Saturday morning, and please just let me finish this before you jump in. Is this okay? I hate explaining things to you, but. So in the morning, I had a previously scheduled golf outing, and Carla was still really, really feeling like garbage. So this is the kind of guy I am. I actually still went to my golf game.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I don't remember anything, really.
Well, I was so paranoid about you messing that up that I just didn't even deliver it the right way.
I've been in her situation many times myself, and really what the doctor calls for is to be left alone. So what you did is the best possible thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he left me alone with his 6-year-old.
Well, the 6-year-old can always run and get you, ice chips or whatever you need.
Oh, he doesn't care. Give him a screen.
That happened to me after the first show.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it awful? It just really is not worth it. But either way.
I woke up with a blanket on. Rob put a blanket on me on the bathroom floor.
Oh, you know what Mike put on me? He put on a towel.
Oh, that's
nice. He just covered me up with a towel.
The thread counts
blanket was a
hand towel.
Blanket was 20 more steps.
Yeah.
Just couldn't make it on time.
I'm like, what is this? It's a white towel.
So, a couple of things. First of all, Oscar has implemented a new computer system in our studio so that we are going to be joined by different folks. We're not going to debut it tonight because it's still got some glitches we want to work out, but it would be too complicated to explain to you. It's not like you can just FaceTime us anytime.
No,
you can't do that.
No.
But for guests and people that we have on, we can now bring them in, no problem.
Yeah,
we can bring them in easier. Yes. It was something that would have been problematic with a delay and all that. We couldn't do that.
I guess if you randomly FaceTime someone, do you consider that egregious if someone just said, hey, I'll call you, but they FaceTime you instead?
Like, in order to test our system tonight?
No, just in general. Like,
my family can FaceTime me, my daughters.
But
that's cool.
Let's say Rob or I.
Like randomly FaceTime
me? Yeah, just to catch up with you instead of call you on the phone or text.
I would be totally like thrown for a loop and ask right? you, yeah. what the F are you doing?
It's weird.
It's a big ask, I think.
It's weird.
I think it's a big ask.
It's like your phone's on fire sensitive. And you start...
I just start shaking
decline,
out of control.
Decline!
What is this? What do they want? What are they trying to look at me? What's going on? Stop that.
Like the guy in Mike in Pulp Fiction when he gets the call. He goes, prank call, prank call.
Prank, prank call, call, prank call. Let me explain how sensitive I am to interpersonal communication on this show. I get pissed off, as Carla will tell you in the morning, and I've never shared this, in the morning when everybody's locked and loaded, when we are connected, and we have a lot of different things, a Zip One, which is a piece of audio equipment we use, and we have the video, and we have computers that all have to be, and Pony Boy Matt Bloom will send out a text message to everybody, a group text that goes, ba-doon, that says, locked and loaded, we're ready to go, yeah, we're connected, go. Yeah. The Zip is connected. There are so many things, and I don't mean to do this in front of your wife, Rob, but there are so many things over the years that Rob Spiewak has done well, and there are many things that he has not done well over the years. But certain things he becomes obsessive compulsive about to the point of it is inevitable that if I'm running late and I get the like that. I get that from Pony. I don't respond to it. So I get another one that goes, ba-doo. And it's a little sound that is telling me, get your ass in gear. Ba-doo. Mike's late. Ba-doo. Mike's late. And then Rob, religiously, for no other reason other than, you could say, well, I just want to make sure he does. Mm-hmm. But it's habit now. It's that obsessive compulsive where Rob has to like Pony's text. So it goes. So every morning when I am running late, I get
Ba-doon.
You've heard him, right, Carl? And you hear me
I
cuss?
Really don't think it's a big deal.
I know
Mike.
You don't. I know you don't.
And you to be fair, always complain about it.
Yeah, I know I
to
do.
To be fair, one of the reasons that the things, and I would say the number of things that I've done well and the things that I've done poorly, the number is close. I'd say they offset each other very nicely. But one of the things that I do well is because I am OCD, and that's the way I am. It's the way that things stay the same all the time, sort of like a rudder. And I would feel weird if I didn't confirm that with Pony. And I think Pony would feel weird if he didn't know, since we're all in
don't
three
put
different
it on
locations.
Pony. It's you. It's you.
It would be different.
It's you. It's it you. Be.
I don't
you
like
got
different.
What I need.
Oh, but you.
Another one. Well, a long time ago in a land far, far away, Rob was told by a client, Stamps.com, that they do not want to have music run in the back of their commercials.
Request,
now, we run music beds usually in most of the commercials. Some do, some don't. Rob has never, ever forgotten to turn off the music that's in back of Stamps.com. Ever.
That's good
ever.
For business.
And that's because it's good for business. Yeah. That's one where it's in the win column.
See?
It's fantastic. Pisses me off for some strange reason. But
well, because it sounds different. It sounds different.
It sounds different. And bothers
me too.
You never forget it.
But it's habit. It's habit, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's habit. But in the morning, if you're counting, when you don't respond, I get the four of them. Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. And I'm sitting there, you know, trying to trip everything
from
and get it ready
on,
to go.
From now on, I will just text Pony himself and say, we're good.
Yes. Yeah. Or, you know, he doesn't need any feedback. He's doing his job.
No, well, you never know. Maybe one day Rob will need help and that text ba-doom won't come through and everybody will be like, oh, wonder what's wrong with Rob.
And what if I've fallen and I require help?
Right.
See?
And, yeah.
I think it's like, I'm here. You, Mike.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you,
thank you, Carrie.
I'm
you
on
got
time.
It.
Thank
you. Yeah, you get. I'm here and I'm ready to go. Could you possibly get into the studio?
Get it.
What's
you
going?
Get it.
We're here. We're doing it.
And, Mike, you just walked down the hall. Where are you? Did you get lost?
Absolutely true. It is absolutely true. Now tonight on the show, we have a special treat because this is something I saw. Did I have it in the news? Is that where I had
it
yesterday
or the
day before?
Yes.
There is a viral video that's circulating around from
TikTok,
a TikTok video with what are we playing? Is that strawberry music in the background? Or?
No, this is just our cocktail music. We've gotten to a thing where we play music now during our opening segment, like we're at a party.
Okay. All right. So, thank you.
Do you want less
sounds
of
like
it?
It sounds like I'm on a merry-go-round.
I've never noticed
it. Can you turn that up a little bit? Can we hear that?
I'll turn it.
Merry-go-round music.
It's Calcutta. It was a big hit in 1953.
We're bringing
Here's
it
another
back.
One that you might not care for.
Got that right. Yeah.
Do you have any requests?
No, I'll let him have fun.
Okay.
You know, that's his thing. And so here it is.
So no thumbs up from you on this?
I'll give you this. I'll give you a little ordinance. Oh. That's what I have right. for that.
Well, know. Let's go or cool then.
You know what? Why don't we ask the audience? Does the audience like it? Oh, they don't seem to be. They don't seem to be liking it. Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry.
So rude.
Wow. Sorry.
Right, here's a fan favorite then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the. Is this Herb Alpert?
It is. Rise.
Okay. Rise. Okay.
Oh my God. Set the mood.
Excuse me.
Lovely.
Sorry, that was Mrs. Alpert burping right there.
That's it, Mrs. Alpert. So tonight on the show, we will have a medical experiment for you. We are going to have something very special. The TikTok video that I became aware of and that I saw was of a lady with a bunch of strawberries. Now, the strawberries were being washed, and the TikTok video says that if you take your strawberries, and there they are, what's the brand that we have? What brand strawberries do we have? Are they Driscoll's?
No, from our Giant Food? Giant did not have Driscoll's because of, I guess, a run on berries. These are well-picked. P-I-C-T. And trust me, displeased with this choice.
Well-picked might not be an accurate description.
Well, I mean, for one thing, if they're well-picked P-I-C-K-E-D, then maybe. But, I mean, they spell it like they're dumb.
And they're already runny looking.
That was worth getting a well-picked berries.
Yeah, and they're dripping.
They're dripping.
Oh, they're extra juicy.
Mike, this is a wonderful South American varietal known as the suckberry.
Lots of bugs.
God.
Where do well-picked berries hail from, Rob Spiewak? Where do they come from?
Can you see, Carrie? Oh, produit de USA. So whenever something comes from the United States, say it in French.
Produit de USA. Oh, that's exciting. All right, so here's the video. The video shows a lady that's washing berries with salt water, tons of salt water. Like, she put a lot of salt in this water and then put the berries in it. Rob has salt water.
She let it sit for a little while, didn't she?
I think she let it sit for a while. Do you do any research on
the water and it had to sit for a while?
On the experiment
at all?
Until
it dissolved.
Yeah, they said, according to another source that I saw, they said let it sit for about 30 minutes before you check it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Show them on the bonus show.
Mm-hmm. So when the strawberries are soaked in salt water, apparently griblies come out.
Apparently one worm comes out.
No.
Well, that's all I saw.
It was an effing worm that came out of the strawberry.
This is a standard, well-picked berry.
That looks beautiful, by the way.
It's a beautiful-looking straw. Dark color. Very nice.
As I will do this, as the control group, before we deworm it, I will eat it.
Okay.
Yes!
Right. Oh, no.
Now, Carrie,
that's like him eating a Krispy Kreme. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you made a lot of sounds.
That berry was probably great about 38 hours ago.
Really? Not good? Not a good berry?
It's past its prime.
Oh, so it's a little overripe? Is that what it is?
Nothing like a nasty strawberry.
Mm. Which means that the worms are probably good and big in the well-picked box.
Oh.
All right. So we are going to do our live experiment. And by the way, if we're successful with this, and we can somehow get on your camera evidence of one of these griblies coming out, I think we could, we could piggyback on that TikTok video and really have something special for the show.
Do we want to do it now before we start the show?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Right,
take
Carrie,
the berries.
Would
how
you
many
please?
Now? How many berries are we going to put in the
It looks
the
like there's about a dozen, cousin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 berries. 12 berries of various sizes.
And I think you put 12 in. You got an odds. You got the odds of.
All right.
And the water's good and salty.
Yes,
I got a timer here, Mike.
I put about a cup
Mike.
Of salt in it.
Okay, very good.
Hi, Michael. 30 minutes.
Oh, Michael,
we're going to put
Michael
strawberries
wants to see.
In. Well, I don't need him to know the WRM thing.
He'll be a Metasaurus for the rest of his life. Carrie, do you think there's any chance you could possibly pour that salt water in?
All right,
teamwork here. Teamwork. Here we go.
Carrie's getting the salt water.
It's not on the board.
All right, very good.
There we go.
Here
all
it comes.
Right, all right, all right.
Salt water, nice and liberally sprinkled on the berries.
All the way.
Looks beautiful.
Salt water.
There we
looks
go.
So great pretty.
Fidelity. Great fidelity. All right.
Plenty,
all
right, all plenty, right. plenty. That's enough. Well picked.
All right. So they're going to float in the salt water
for 30 minutes, and Oscar will notify us when 30 is up.
I got it.
Michael,
right here.
Would you like to say hello to everybody in the listening audience tonight? Come over and sit on mommy's lap and say hi to Mrs. Spiewak and Mrs. Zabalos and Oscar and Rob. How are you, buddy?
Hi.
Hey, buddy boy.
Hi, buddy.
I love your picture. We just got a picture of you.
Oh, my God. You look so handsome.
Very handsome.
We got it, too.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Are you going to be a model?
I know.
Are you
what
sure?
What are you going to be? No.
In the military.
What?
He
wants to be in the military.
He's going in the Navy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me a naval officer. All right.
That's excellent. When Robert was his age, Robert said he wanted to be a soda tester.
Ooh. A soda tester. That's exciting. Have you ever had a soda, Michael? I gave you a sip of a Diet Coke one time, I think.
Two times.
What?
I've had it a lot.
Three times?
Yeah,
three times.
What? How dare you? You can't. No, you're not allowed.
Just a little sip.
Isn't soda great, Michael?
What's your go-to soda, Michael?
Do you like soda?
It's not that good.
Yeah, he doesn't really drink it.
Oh.
So,
nice Julia either. Face.
Yeah, Julia won't drink anything carbonated.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah, to this day.
Even like B-E-E-R?
No.
I don't know about that. Oh, there is one carbonated thing she does like. Champagne.
Yeah.
Champagne. Bonjour.
This she likes. Hello.
What is your favorite thing to eat and drink of all things ever in the whole wide world? What's your favorite food?
I don't know.
Okay, that's right. If you don't know, you're sick.
Apple pie.
Apples?
Apples
oh,
and apple
that's
pie.
Sweet.
You eat a lot of apples. And what's your favorite thing to drink? Water? Apple juice?
Mm. Orange juice and apple juice.
There you go.
I love you. Just like his dad.
Have a wonderful night.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
You're enjoying the nice new evening. Light beer from Michelob.
Yeah.
Yes. Just tried it. Really good.
Light apple juice.
Why'd you get Ultra?
You told me
isn't
to.
Ultra
no, I told
locale?
You get
oh,
Light.
Come on, Carla. Get it together.
God.
That's only one for this one.
Potty
That's
true. Mouth
S- is our last one. It's F- our first S- one. Our first one. It's Friday night.
I made a mistake.
No, in the pre-show that right. when we did like 40 minutes
three.
Of content.
This is her fifth one, yes.
Three in one sentence.
Yeah, but that'll only make it onto the box set since that wasn't on this episode.
Yeah, maybe we'll release it to the fans. Get it right out to the fans.
I did mess up. You did ask for Miller Lite and I got Michelob Ultra. I'm so sorry.
Can I ask a question about Shannon's camera over there? Is she in a very dark room tonight? She looks like she's a little darker than normal over there.
She's yelling at a listener right now.
Yeah. She's yelling at a listener
right
now.
I know. I want to know what she's saying.
I'm not flying out there, Dirk. Anyway, that's the way it goes. I don't care. I don't care how big the check is. Anyway,
you want your steel-belted radios in your toaster?
Yeah, you got steel-belted radios in your worms and your strawberries. It's fast. Boy, she is so
look
animated.
Look like Carla just went to check on her.
They're in a different state, sweetie.
I can't wait to find out.
Carrie, I don't like this beer. I'm going to hand my Ultra to you. And you can turn it into one that you have. There you go.
Oh, look at that.
He even switched to a different
hand. Yes.
That's like
the
David
wrong
Blaine
hand.
Special, wasn't it?
It worked out, though.
All right, very good. All right, we're going to start the show. We got worms, we got wives, we got drinks, we got everything. It's a cocktails party and your phone calls. Yep, I'll do it. Beginning in our next segment right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Kazakhstan is now a very similar place to USA. For example, we are now equal society. Women are now allowed to travel on inside of bus. Homosexuals no longer have to wear blue hats. And we are very nice places. Please visit us.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
Should I make a joke about my mother-in-law?
Yes, in America, that's a very popular joke. Do you have a mother-in-law joke?
Yes.
All right.
I had a sexy time with my mother-in-law.
A what time?
Sexy time. I made a sexy time with my mother-in-law.
You had sex with your mother-in-law?
Yes.
I don't think that Americans would find that funny.
No, it is not a joke.
Yeah, we're talking about humor.
Oh, yes, you asked me about my mother-in-law.
Do you have a joke about your mother-in-law?
No, why make a joke on a mother-in-law? What is a not jokes?
A not joke is when we're trying to make fun of something, and what we do is we make a statement that we pretend is true, but at the end we say not, which means it's not true.
So teach me how to make one.
All right, what color is your suit?
This
what?
Suit is gray.
Gray, I would call it blue, okay?
It's gray.
All right, it's blue-gray, but it's certainly it's not gray. Black, right? All right. Let's say it's gray, but it's
it
not.
It is gray.
Okay, so a not joke was, I would say, that suit is black. Not.
This suit is not black.
No, no, not has to be the end.
Okay.
Okay.
This suit is black not.
This suit is black. Pause. You know what a pause is?
Yes.
This suit is black. Not.
This suit is black. Pause not.
No, you don't say pause. This suit is black. That's a pause. Not.
This suit is black.
Okay. I'm not.
Not.
Quite... It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob
Sorry about
Spiewak,
that.
Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're not welcoming back. We're starting the show.
We're beginning. Yes.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. All the way from Gabs, Nevada, the Perry District of Spokane, Washington, Jonesboro, Tennessee, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Quincy, Illinois, and Potsdam, Germany, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by MyBookie.
Woo! Love it.
Love, 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 love it. Zoom, zoom, zoom. And I don't mean the teleconferencing software. I'm saying NASCAR is back. And the UFC is back. I've been watching a lot of UFC. Another event is planned for this month. And this much is true. If sports are played, money can be made. And it's easy to bet at MyBookie. Real sports action taken to the next level. Plus, MyBookie still has all the casino fun you crave. Blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. That's action, baby.
War.
Yeah, it's all about the action, baby. Free bets, free cash, and huge jackpots with MyBookie during the month of May. Remember, MyBookie has live casino dealers online. That's right. MyBookie has pros that are there 24/7. You actually get online. You can see them. They are dealing to you. It's a dream come true.
It's so great.
During the pandemic, you sit there with a real dealer and play blackjack. Yeah. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. I've signed up. I love it. You're going to love it, too. Visit mybookie.ag and use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit and a cash bonus all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Your weekend just got a lot better. Mybookie.ag. You spin. You win, you get paid. Are we good with the telephones, or are we not yet?
They, no, they're almost there. We are rebooting. Mike,
okay.
As
ah, okay.
Sorry about that,
I'll
everybody.
Give
we apologize.
All the credit to just my lovely wife for being patient and yelling at people, making sure that they get things done the correct way. So,
she was not yelling at a caller?
No, she was.
That's
yelling.
Good to know.
Was she yelling at someone that might be residing in Fairfax, Virginia?
Yes.
Is it someone who has a name that is like a small horse?
All right. I hate to air our dirty laundry.
That's fine.
So we did what? Tests of everything, and
yes.
Everything worked great.
So,
and then we signed on the air tonight, and it took a bit. It's become a big poop sandwich.
Well, No. Rewind. Our process, as you said,
because poop spelled backwards is still poop.
When we install new equipment, we usually take a full day off, as you mentioned earlier,
right,
to test all the new equipment. And it's probably turnkey when we have all hands on deck. When it's one person, it's tough to get everything correct. And a good 5-6 hours is dedicated to this process. That's why I think Shannon's having a cow in the other room, and she's having a full meltdown, and she's off camera. But I will say,
I wish we could put her camera on just to see her.
What is she doing over there? Can you give us play by play?
She had to run to the other side of the studio to bring another machine and install another machine. She's done that already and booted up so we could connect to the phones correctly.
Wow.
See, there she is. She's back.
With her dramatic lighting.
She's back, and she's taking clothes off.
She just put it on.
Oh, she just put it on. Skin to win, Peach. Skin to win. I've told her that a zillion times.
Mike, do you remember on SCTV when they do the Jerry Todd show and the jingle singers would sing and it was just their faces surrounded by blackness?
Yeah.
That's what she looks like. Disembodied. And
I was saying before the shot looks a little darker tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Jerry Todd.
It's so funny. You know, there are lots of people that do television programs, and there are podcasts and there are radio programs that have a video element. Yeah. For us, it seems like we're always like the old movies where they would go into the Amazon and they would find the indigenous peoples that had never seen Polaroids before, and we're all like, what's going on? Look at that television. Now Shannon is I could actually just do a play-by-play with Shannon's body movements and with her getting in and out of the shot. Now she has
this is my entire life. It's
half on, half off.
It is half on, half off. She went through great pains putting it on, and then now she's taking it off.
It was on backwards.
Oh, it was on backwards. All right.
But I keep getting hot because I get angry.
You were yelling at Pony because it wasn't working.
Yeah, because he was blaming Carla for.
What?
He was like, Carla keeps cursing, and I have to write it down.
Now he's on my list.
The phones don't work.
I'm not sure I buy that.
They work now, though.
No,
they work now.
Yeah, because I fixed it.
Oh, you fix it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Me. I'm not the tech guy.
Then let's take a phone call then.
Yeah, why don't we take a phone call?
Yeah, you know, go to the phones. Yeah.
Why don't we focus
Hello?
On what's going on?
Mike O'Mara Show, who's this and where are you calling from? Hi.
Hey, this is Jeff from Los Angeles.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? How are things in the City of Angels?
It's awesome, but we're all wearing masks.
Well, you should be. I was talking to a buddy of mine today down here in Trump Acres.
Sir, are you drunk?
No, I don't think he's drunk.
Jeff was drunk.
Jeff is drunk?
Yeah, he's drunk.
Jeff, are you drunk?
We got to move on.
Yeah, you can hang up on him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go to next call, Peach. Go to next call.
Let's try another one at 8. This is going to be the kind of night I'm going to have on Friday.
Oh, stop it.
920-888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is John from the beautiful shores of Lake Ponderay.
Keep talking, John.
Where is that located? What part of the world is that located in?
It's in North Idaho.
Oh, North Idaho.
They have...
The closest...
Don't they have some of the older phones? What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Do they have one of these older phones?
Oh, an iPhone. Well, yeah, that's not old. So what are you doing in... What are you doing in Idaho?
Well, I'm enjoying the holiday weekend and just thought I'd call in and say how much I appreciate you guys.
Aww,
and,
that's sweet.
All right. Thanks. All right. Let's take it. That's wonderful. Thank you very, very much.
Yes.
And you know what? It's great to get a call from. That's a loud bounce back. I'm going nuts tonight.
It's hard to talk when you hear yourself.
Carly can hear it. There's like a skip back that's coming. Yes.
Okay.
Very
I'll fix
loud.
On that. Go ahead.
All right. Good. So in Idaho, that it's great that the, I think of that as so wildernessy out there
absolutely.
In the middle of Idaho. How are things going with the pandemic in Idaho, my friend?
I think she hung up.
For Idaho, it's George from Rockville right now.
Oh yeah, hung up on Idaho.
Oh, all right,
Jenny, you got to wait for Mike to give you.
Well,
a direct.
That's okay. Goodbye. Sorry,
okay, that's okay. Fine. No problem.
I did too. In all fairness,
that's fine. It's okay.
George,
hi. Who's this and where are you calling from?
George from Rockville.
Hi, George. How are you? Sorry for all the confusion. This is a goat. Hey, Pony, write that down, okay? This entire broadcast, I am about one more glitcherino from saying, have a nice Memorial Day weekend.
How does George sound
to you? My friend in Maryland, he sounds fine.
Okay.
Hello there, my friend. What can we do for you?
I first want to just say to the community on the Facebook, just thank you so much for all the kindness. It's been really hard from my wife passing.
Mm. Oh.
And everyone's just been awesome and really kind. I mean, especially since her family has proven to be how they are again. So I finalized all the paperwork today, and
Oh, I've seen you online, sir. I know you're going through.
Here.
You're going through a really, really difficult time, and I guess you've found the TMOS fan page and people that are associated with the show to be a source of kindness and strength for you during this. That's good. Your wife was COVID related, was it not?
Yes, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
The guy that tends to call in every now and then. The really sweet woman in the wheelchair that you guys met.
Yeah, and we gave you a hard time. We give you a hard time periodically, but you know what? We are not doing that tonight.
With this show, though.
I know.
The whole thing is, I can't remember the tagline, but like how you guys say that if you're here, you get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't get it, you
but
don't
I mean,
get
we
it.
Also get that this is, you know, the reason I think that we pause right now and, you know, we're having fun until it gets as serious as what you're dealing with. And I can't even imagine what it is right now. But in these times, it's just you have to find the support where you can find it. And I take it because of the circumstances, you weren't able to be with her at the end. Is that
I can tell the story because our story is going to be very unique since we're both disabled and she had a very aggressive form of multiple sclerosis. So the thing is, I'm deeply hurting. I'm missing my best friend that I didn't think I'd lose at 35. Nitsa died at 39, but she was always so happy and never complained. The best she ever did was when we were talking, it's like, how do you feel? Because we protected each other and I was her caregiver. It's like, I hurt. And it's like, it's okay. I've always tried to figure out something so she could feel better. And in 2008, she was constantly vomiting. And I had to force her to see her dad's colleague because he was a doctor also, to see her because she didn't want to go. And the end result was her gallbladder was impacted and it was discovered she had kidney cancer.
Mm. Mm.
Luckily, that was encapsulated. And
this is all in addition to multiple sclerosis?
Yes. Yeah. They think the infusion medicine she had at the time was like a chemo drug. So that's part of why it was encapsulated. There wasn't a single year this sweet, kind, loving, incredible woman didn't suffer to be in the hospital.
Oh, boy.
Every month we had doctor's appointments. I busted my butt constantly to make her comfortable and at ease because, I mean, I matured into a pretty decent guy. I don't like to be boastful for myself. And I wanted to be a better man for her. So I go by the fact if she had another 10 years, thanks to everything, and I'm grateful I had 13 and a half wonderful years with the world's sweetest woman that I mean, because I remember at the DC Improv, you actually spent almost 20 minutes talking with her, and it's like you were rushing around with everyone else, Mike. And it's just with her, you took your time, and that's how she was. People gravitated towards her, and she's at peace now. She suffered tremendously.
Oh, I bet she is. Mm. Yep. I bet she did. I mean, yeah.
So, what had happened? I passed out at 9:30. Last night, Sunday will be a week that it's happened. I passed out at 9:30, and I tried to call the nursing home a couple times, but no one answered to make sure they checked on her and that she was doing okay because she was having some trouble. 12:45, I got a call from the nursing home, and they said, we're taking her to the hospital. And I asked, can I go down there? You can if you want, but they're coming. And luckily, I worked so hard to get her out from this really bad nursing home that got bought out that was good before, but a crappy company took over, changed everything. So 6 months of 2019, I apologize, I busted my butt to get her in the place she was this time, and I rushed over. I think that was the fastest I ever got dressed, and I saw, because they moved her to the main floor, she was already out of the room. I got there before they wheeled her out, and I was telling her my declarations of, you're going to be okay, we're going to get through this, you've beaten everything else, she was a tough, strong woman, never let anything get her down.
Sir, I appreciate the call, we're going to remember her in a positive way, and I know you're getting the support from the TMOS family. But let's just remember her in a positive
Indeed.
way.
And the next event, I guaranteed I'll be there and say hi to everyone.
And you know, I'm glad you're getting strength from the TMOS family. And we're not trying to hustle you off the phone,
but we're trying to hustle you off the phone.
Not just about we are, because, I mean, I know you could go on and on. And you know, really, at the very least, this puts a face and a name on what so many people are dealing with in this country.
Thank you, man.
When you're talking about you know, getting near 100,000 people, our prayers are with you. We look forward to seeing you at our next live event. God bless you and be strong. And God bless your lovely bride, who is really, I know, I met her, I spent time talking with her, and I know that she is at peace right now, because she was really a prisoner in that body of hers, and now hopefully she's better off. God bless you, man, and hang in there, okay? And I'm glad you're getting strength from everybody in the fan club, really.
Good. Incredible.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
All right. Yes.
No, we got cut him off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But anyway, that's a face of what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
And listen, let's reset. We're going to take a pause. Give me some music. We'll go to break. And when we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls. We'll also check on the strawberries.
Because
it's that kind of show. And we'll try to, you know, get back on track here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
There's now a new way for you to show your support for the Mike O'Mara Show with Facebook Stars. What is it?
A way where listeners can support the stream by buying stars and then donating as they will right to the show.
When you watch TMOS on Facebook, look for the star. Give it a tap and send as many as you want, all for just a penny a star. You can watch and give anytime.
Stay up late and watch the stars come out.
Each star helps the show and is an easy way for you to keep that comedy train chugging along.
The more stars, the more we stay on.
You got that right. Facebook Stars and TMOS. Give a little to laugh a lot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Life is complicated, especially now. The last thing you need is a hassle in the kitchen. That's where Freshly comes in. How much are you digging Freshly?
I love me Freshly.
Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, simple, because it's not easy. If it's not easy, I won't deal with it. I really won't. That's it.
Well, I have to say, I just love the way it's packaged, and I love how simple it is, and how you just throw it in the microwave, and it tells you how many calories are in it.
3 minutes!
It's healthy, it's tasty. I need more.
You can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners. Delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. Imagine better for you, golden oven fried chicken, creamy springtime risotto. I haven't gotten that one yet. I want the creamy springtime risotto.
You will not get it if you live with Robert, because every day at about noon I hear this. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, Dad, getting my lunch. And he's like,
join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at freshly.com/TMOS. I don't know why I'm doing Peter
Finch. I want
my
risotto and my steel-built-in radios.
You want your risotto and your meatballs. For God's sake, you're not paying attention to what's going on. You tell Freshly that I'm mad as hell and I want my order delivered to my front door so I can put it in my microwave for 3 minutes and give it to Robert so he can be satisfied with his 6'4" incredible teenage appetite. Don't wait. That's freshly.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show.
Now I'm hungry.
Shall we take some more phone calls?
Let's do it.
I think that's a great idea.
In? I think that's a wonderful idea. Let's see what's going on. We're all enjoying the TMOS cocktail party. And hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from? Are you drunk or have you lost someone recently?
Or both?
This is Katie Cole calling from Silver Spring.
Girl!
Oh, girl.
Katie.
What's up?
One of our former interns, a fine young lady.
How's marriage life going?
Or married life.
So far, so
good. That's what I meant
to say. Surviving quarantine.
She's surviving quarantine.
That's right. Can you turn her up a little bit?
Yes,
so I can
absolutely.
Hear? That'd be great. Hello, Katie. Katie, what are you doing tonight?
Well, I just had the most wonderful dinner from Jimmy's house. I could recommend do not skip on the to-go cocktails, but definitely wait until you get home to drink them.
That's good advice.
Wow, that's awesome. So where are you now in your world? What are you doing now? Are you still in New York?
I thought she was in New York City.
Yeah, I've been bouncing between family's house in Maryland and Virginia the last 3 weeks, and Monday drive back up to New York.
Welcome home.
Yeah, good to have you.
That's great. It's wonderful. Give our very best to, what is your hubby drinking tonight, and how many has he had already?
I think he went for Jimmy's Sangria, I went for the margaritas.
Oh, see, a lot of people don't know this, Mike, that Katie Cole is married to Eddie Murphy.
That's his real name.
Well, watch out for those margaritas. Carla had a bunch of them last
weekend.
Very
careful.
And she barfarooed.
They sneak up on you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we love you, Katie.
Love you, Katie.
All right, yeah, love you guys, too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
I feel like I'm hustling people off the phone here. It feels like every cell phone in America, I'm going
The throw call was the best.
I like that one. It was very Robert Stacky.
I liked it, too.
I'm calling from Idaho.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
It's you,
hello,
sir.
Mike.
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
It's the dagger.
Oh, it's Dirk.
The dagger. Oh, it's Dirk. It's Dirk.
Yeah.
Dirk, so that's Dirk.
Carrie, do you still have enough champagne for next week?
I do.
Dirk, are you hitting on our wives in front of us? This is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Shannon really looks great in that shot tonight, I got to tell you.
Okay. I agree.
All right. Yeah, are you seducing our wives with great timing and fidelity?
Shannon, you can hang up on Dirk.
No! Don't hang up on Dirk yet. Dirk's a huge supporter of the show, and he calls in periodically. And you know, I think with all the support he's given everybody, he has every right to stop the show every couple of weeks. Hello there, Dirk. What else is going on?
Yeah, what are you drinking, Dirk?
Hey, well, this is a big day because Governor Inslee has moved my county to phase two, which means the restaurants are opening, the hair salons are opening. Thank God, because I'm going to be able to get a haircut. And we're all moving forward. It's great.
Thank God. Mike. Thank God Dirk can get a haircut.
That's right.
Too thank funny. God.
Doesn't
thank
your God. Barber also, Dirk, doesn't your barber also do a lot of manscaping for you, too?
Yeah, he has a little special razor he uses for that, Mike.
All right. Is it every phone or is it our system?
No, it's
really.
Not,
what
it's,
the
it's,
f-
our system.
Seriously.
It's not our system.
Hey,
not
watch your mouth.
George, I'm everybody.
That would be 45-33.
George sounded great. George sounded great.
We have one call. One, yeah, the call, yeah.
But
yeah.
In all fairness,
Easy.
Dirk.
I'm trying. I'm trying, Rob. Mike, you know, I'm really trying.
If we get another dead dog call, I'm going
I'm
crazy.
Taking the phone. I am taking
what
the phones.
What happened to the pictures I was supposed to
We're discontinuing the phones totally. I'm going to take one more goddamn call and see what happens and see if it's not from somewhere out west where it's. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rowan. I'm calling from Brooklyn. Rowan Moody. How are you?
Hey!
Oh, wow. Rowan. This is old home
how
week.
Does,
this
how does
is
Rowan
fantastic.
Sound, Mike?
She sounds very crystal clear.
There you
that's
go.
That's wonderful.
Because
Rowan.
She's smart.
Rowan, good to hear from you. How are you?
We're good. We're still here in Brooklyn and surviving, and we just were walking down our home street, and every bar is open and providing solo cups for drinking on the street. So that's fun.
Oh, in
that's
Brooklyn.
Great.
Oh, how
nice.
Much fun.
No, nice. I'm, you know,
brown bag in it.
My my daughter, who is a Brooklynite, has been hunkered down in Princeton, New Jersey with an acting buddy of hers for a very, very long time. And I'm going to be talking to her this weekend because I think she is just about to. What are you playing there, Rob Spiewak?
From Goodfellas. Because they're all in Brooklyn.
They're all in Brooklyn. The guy's shot to death under the bridge. But I mean, go cups in Brooklyn. That has got to be
amazing.
Now, is there any trepidation getting out there and getting and doing it again, Rowan, with, you know, being the belly of the beast, ground zero for the hot spots in our nation, New York City? What's the feeling with this blasting open of all the bars and people running around partying? What are people feeling like up there?
Well, so they're not open. So that's the thing. We're still being very thoughtful, I feel like. Everyone's wearing masks. It's just that they're open for to-go. So that's kind of a fun way to, like, convince yourself to, like, pay for drinks and support your local community. So we can grab a drink and then still stay socially distanced from people. So I also do think that there's a little bit of a laxing of it, and I noticed that a lot of my friends and coworkers are finally coming back to the city, but I don't think we'll actually be going back to offices for a few months at least, but we'll see.
I really, you know, they're talking about the fact that liquor laws around the country in different places might have permanently changed.
Oh my God, liquor laws.
Yeah, I think a lot of positive things might come out of this.
Yeah, you might actually have a situation where, you know, the go gallons of margaritas and stuff like that. Why not, right?
Well, we're grown ups. We got Jimmy's carry out a couple weeks ago and we couldn't send the kids because Carrie said, yeah, I can't send Robert. I got 3 red stripes. I mean, he's selling beer out the window. It's great. I mean, but it's stupid that it hasn't been this way up to now. Yeah, it really has.
Walking around Brooklyn with a red Solo cup, it's great.
Love it.
Well, yeah, I just feel like because it's, you know, we've been through so much, it's like that's the least of our worries right now. It's like someone having a margarita in their cup and walking home. So.
Right on. Amen. Yeah. I believe. Well, stay safe, Rowan. We love you, and thank you so much for checking in. I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast on Friday nights. It's fantastic. Sweet. And say hi to your mom and dad for us, okay?
All right. Well, say hi to Catherine for me. All right. Bye-bye.
I will. Absolutely.
Bye. Hello to Barbara and Charles. Moody.
Barbara and Chuck. The Moody's, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll take a break, and we will take more of your phone calls because I haven't canceled them yet. And we'll continue to have some drinkies, right,
Carla? Yeah. Tasting good now, is it?
Yes, tasting a little bit better. That metallic copper tone, taste has left my...
Copper tone? I don't know.
I'm a hot mess this week. I'm just going to... I might need a shot. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Pony. Do you like bonuses? How about show?
I like working studios.
Well, how about a bonus show?
What about phones?
I know.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Rob, when I tell you what happened today...
It's a thing, and you can buy it.
His headphones are off, he can't hear you.
Don't wait.
Sorry, you said it.
Now. That's it.
Oh, then he can say, but I told you, Mike. Yeah.
What'd I miss?
I said...
we just were talking over the Pony promo.
Yeah, we said...
Oh, okay.
Because what he likes is not what we like.
All right, he likes different things.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Facebook Stars. Thanks for hanging with us and supporting us during the TMOS Cocktail Party number 10. Indeed, a lovely evening under the stars.
Stars!
I can't drink beer and do a
stars.
Podcast. I'm belching the entire time I'm doing
it. What, is it from the chicken and rice you had earlier?
It's from this
swill,
urine of
swill.
The devil.
Okay, I wish we had something else.
Stars.
All right, it's getting fun. Support. You can take your support to the next level through the magic of Facebook Stars. It's a super easy
stars.
Way.
Stars. It's fun to say.
Thank you. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. To buy stars while you're watching, simply click the star next to write a comment.
Yes,
that's
right
where you
there.
Click it. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Your star balance will be displayed, and you can select the number of stars you want to buy, and boom, done. It's that easy. Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Stars. To send us stars, again... Just click the star next to write a comment, select how many stars you want to give, and click send even easier. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. As always, we appreciate all of your support, so please shoot a few stars our way, because when you click upon a star, your dreams come true.
I love it, Rob. Great job.
And also, I found out today that if you click on someone else that's already bought stars, like there'll be a notification in the feed, it'll take you right to your star file. So anytime you see that star notification, all you have to do is click on it.
Mm-hmm.
Star file. Nothing but star files. Shall we?
Yes. More than ever.
Let's take another one.
Do you want me to get you a Pepsi?
Why?
You keep burping.
I thought she was going to say a Pepsi.
I have not consumed this particular flavor, which, by the way, there was a time in my life that is all I drank.
Right.
And,
I remember that time.
I don't know. I don't know whether they're making it different now or what's going on.
Mike, your palate has matured.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, because it's garbage. It always has been.
Well, they sold it as a healthy beer, right? But it's still garbage.
It's healthy, yes.
Yeah, 2.6 carbs and 95 calories.
Carbs!
Mm-hmm. carbs.
Let's take another call. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Who's this? Where are you calling from? What are you drinking? What is your religious affiliation? No, I'm sorry. Hi, who's this?
This is Bo in Reno, Nevada.
Bo in Reno. Yo-ho, yo-ho, Bo in Reno.
I'm currently drinking Sailor Jerry's.
Hey, Bo. Bo.
Yeah.
What do you know, Bo?
Heard that one a lot in my day.
Really?
How are you doing, darling?
How about this? Hey, Bo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you own a GoPro, Bo?
I do.
What do you know? No, you do.
How long have you listened to the show, Bo?
I'm a hobo, Bo. Well, I was.
Hey, Bo.
Yeah.
Besides the alcohol, have you done any blow?
That's a no-go.
Right. Hey, Bo, do you live down in the valley, or do you live in one of the mountain areas where there's a lot of snow?
I'm in
Skid Row.
The Washoe Valley.
Bo, do you like any latter-day Beach Boys records? Like Kokomo?
Kokomo. See, Bo, you've arrived on the show at the time when it begins to just get a little out of control.
Yeah, loosey-goosey.
It's a transitional moment on the show. Bo, you were going to tell us what you were drinking. Go ahead, lay it on us. What are you having?
The Sailor Jerry's.
What is Sailor Jerry's? Is that a beer?
It's a rum.
It's a boutique rum.
Wow.
Boutique Sailor rum.
That's the Jerry Springer line of rums, right?
There's a tattoo imprinted on the inside of it, on the inside bottle, by a weird sexy lady.
Bo, are you a little loaded tonight?
Just a bit.
Good. Good. You sound it. You sound a little loaded tonight. You really do.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you don't need to, you know, it's my job to keep talking.
Thank
that's
you
what
for
I
calling.
Do. Thanks. Yeah. So we appreciate that. And
is
by
he
the way,
calling for a reason?
Is there anything else we can do for you, Bo, out of the snow in Reno?
I was just saying that I loved Litz's. I've actually been derelict, kind of living a weird, like, Woody Guthrie song of a life. But I've loved hearing you guys. Like, you've kind of kept me going through a lot of crazy times out here. So just wanted to say thank you.
God bless you, Bo, and we appreciate the support. I love Reno. We've, you know, our very first West Coast Live shows were in Reno, and that is a town that will always be special to the Mike O'Mara Show. Stay safe, Bo.
Thanks. Yeah, I was at both of them, so yeah, thanks.
God bless you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. It's funny, when he mentioned Sailor Jerry's rum, all I was picturing was the logo. I was doing a logo design in my head with Jerry Springer's rum, with Jerry Springer fully at his current age in a sailor outfit.
Beautiful. Like
in a
set,
but the sailor outfit you would dress your kids in. With shorts.
He would look so cute.
A little tight. Right. Kind of like when they made the Three Stooges pretend to be children. And then they dress them in small sailor outfits.
This is a true story that I was at Fenway Park. I think you were with me, Carla. It was back in, I don't know what year, but it was when John Kerry was running for president. Mm. And
yes,
it was in the summer, and it was a presidential race. And
it was like 2008?
And we went there, and he was like down in
before, I think. 2004, I think. 2004. Yeah, okay. Kerry ran.
He's down in a VIP section, and you hear the crowd in Fenway. And you start hearing, Harry, 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 Harry. And everybody's like, wow. I said, man, he is super popular. Yeah. It was not for John Kerry because Jerry Springer was making his way through Fenway Park.
Oh, that's right.
And people were all Jerry.
Like on the show. Yes. Like on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. I was there. I was in the park with
that?
And we took a picture of him.
Jerry.
It's blurry, but we have a picture.
Yeah. It's too bad they weren't chanting Kerry because they could have said it was for my wife.
Those were the good old days, Carla. Those were the good old days.
The good old days.
We'd actually go out and watch a little baseball, go up on the concourse, smoke illegally, come back down, go back up on the concourse, smoke illegally.
Yeah,
come back
be
down.
So bad.
Stadium employees do not care for people that have cigarettes. This I know.
World Series? No.
That's 2004. That was the year that the Red Sox would win their first World Series, right?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that would have been 2004.
Yep.
An incredible year. So much going on.
Oh.
And then it all just went straight downhill. Am I late? Am I running a little late?
Yeah, it's sorry time to, about yeah, time to take a break. Yeah.
Sorry about that. We will take a break. Shannon, how are you? Everything
she's
going all right?
She's talking to the callers.
I'm just checking.
No, I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
No, everything's okay because when things go south with her, Oscar turns her camera off.
Yes.
No, I'm
starting to take off her clothes.
No, yeah, that's true. I get hot. And angry.
Hey, yeah, look.
There's a lot
her,
of that.
Her right, nerves may be manifest in certain ways.
Yeah,
that's not nice.
Well, yeah, some people never
trouble
know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, don't.
Oh,
God,
don't. I'm like sorry. Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. Oh, it's the microphone thumbprint.
Can we get you a cigarette?
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. I could use one right now. I have one right now.
I think I'm going to get another beer. Do you need something?
Yeah, a real drink.
Everybody else?
Yeah, we're fine. All we'll right, take a break. Good. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This is Gary Busey. Sometimes I like to buy things, but now's not the time to go out to my local bar store to start.
Oh, come on, Mike!
No,
that's
I hate
a great
it. I hate
promo.
It. Tired of it. I'm so
Busey.
Sorry.
No.
You do? But I'm sorry.
You do him so
I
just, well.
Yeah, but it was in the hot rotation. I've already burned on it.
You know
I'm
what?
So, so
kill
sorry.
It. Kill it.
I'm sorry. I'm
done.
So sorry.
Kill
I'm
it.
So, so sorry.
Kill it.
It pains me when I celebrate your beautiful work.
I'm sorry, but it's your work, too. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Noom. Let me tell you about Noom. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones.
Right.
Noom is not a diet. It is a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. The favorite part of Noom is they have a great food database. You're going to love that. Helps you track your food, key to the kingdom, when you're trying to prevent yourself from going astray. Ultra helpful. When you're cooped up at home, it's the best. Everybody loves Noom. You don't
I
have
do.
To change it all. I know you do. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Yes, Carla.
I do have to say I love Noom taught me about my elephants. And yeah, anybody that's done Noom before, they know what I'm talking about. So,
yeah, it's actually makes you think about food in a different way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So you're not talking about Mike?
No. Well, even though he is my elephant.
Messed up.
Or they refer to you as an elephant.
I can't even do an elephant tonight on the show.
Oh, do it. There you go. There you go.
Carrie.
Yes.
Why are
yes,
you so
sir.
Quiet tonight? Why are you being so quiet tonight? Are you just sober? Is that what it is?
Maybe didn't have a booby?
I'm hot. A booby?
You're hot?
Yeah, one of your edibles.
I'm high.
You're high. You're high.
No, I'm just...
No?
No, I'm good. I'm tired.
Oh.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry.
Yeah. Can
Oscar,
anybody
where
else
are we
make
on
funny noises?
Where are we on the strawberry
We
clock?
Are currently at 37 minutes.
Oh, well, so it would be... It's time to check, right?
Let's do it.
You were supposed to tell us at 30.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun, though.
All right, let's... Now, if you just tuned in, this is the strawberry experiment that we have here. We're going to see if there are worms or bugs that come out of the strawberries.
Carrie, I want you to select a berry, and I, too, will select a berry. And I would say select one that looks ripe, because that would have the bug in it the longest.
Select them, but take a look.
Yeah, take a look.
Down close and see if there's any evidence
Maybe
or anything in the
out.
Bowl...
Flashlight.
All right, very good. Flashlight with the berries.
We're looking look now. At them. Team effort.
I'm not seeing any bug action.
All right, well, you know what? Could this be maybe...
Well, the thing is...
An urban...
Oh.
Here, he just ate one. Is that a salty strawberry?
Yeah, she forgot.
That had been marinating in salt
like
water.
You slam that into your mouth. That was just, that's been. Those are brined strawberries.
Oh my
gosh,
she needs champagne.
Right
she needs champagne.
Wow.
I don't see a damn bug in it.
Let me get. This is where my
and the only bug I ever saw right. with that TikTok was one worm.
Rob, it was one worm. Take one of the strawberries out and hold it up to your glasses and examine it closely.
Use it
and
as
see
a magnifying
if you see
glass.
Any.
Or hold it away from your glasses. Yeah. Depending
actually,
on how
I
you
needed
see.
It about 18 inches. if my arms were a little longer, I could read it. No, there's no bug there. And here, look.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, even now better. Closer, see. A little closer, please. Right there's good.
Cover your face up with it. because it's trying to focus on your face.
All right. Shannon with all the orders. Jesus.
Maybe put your, like, hold it up and then put your hand.
If you have any opinions, Shannon, just throw them right out. Okay?
I'm trying to help. I want to see it.
It's almost there. It's almost there. Now we're all looking at the strawberry.
We're so close.
So close.
Ain't no
that
Wimes.
Doesn't work, Mike.
There's no Wimes.
You have some
go for another berry.
You have some nice cuticles. You have some nice cuticles.
Well, these hands have never done a day's work. All right, hold on. I've got an idea.
God damn it.
Coming at a strawberry.
Where'd it go? Dropped it.
Where'd it go?
Dropped it on the board.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Linus is going to eat it.
Get him, Mike. Get him.
And I'm scared to run over it.
Get it. Get him.
Oh, that's a
oh, God, there's a missing strawberry.
Okay, right. Where's the
Rob,
berry?
Rob, yes. Get another berry and hold it up to the camera. All right, okay. hold up another berry to the camera, okay?
Say, while you're down
just,
there.
Just real quick, all right? Come on, hurry up. Jesus
Rob,
Christ.
Was that a sexual joke?
It was not, Oscar. Put it in the
center. There it is.
Oh, good.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my God!
Are your hands bleeding?
Now we're just looking at your fingers.
That's strawberry juice.
Look what came out of the strawberry. Look what came out of the strawberry.
No.
And into your skin.
I love
that. That is funny.
So you know what? Snopes. I will check again. I will check again later. But no bugs yet. No bugs.
It's alive.
It's alive.
What if you like leave it overnight and you come down in the morning and it's like.
Yeah. Do you know one time.
Or they might be moving around in my belly all night.
During one time when we were on a Don and Mike show vacation, which sometimes were even longer than 3 or 4 days, I stayed away from the WJFK. And when I came into the office, because the office had been locked, it had gotten really hot. I had a little pill box of Mexican jumping beans, and they had hatched into flying bugs.
Yeah, because they're larvae. That's what they are.
That's what it is, yeah.
One of my least favorite words in the English language is larva.
Larva. That's it.
All right.
Not moist.
Yes, Oscar?
Mike, we're Mythbusters.
That's what I was going to say.
We're Mythbusters.
I think we've busted a myth.
Yes.
At least so far.
She was a liar.
Let's check it in an hour and a half when we're
Why
done.
Why not?
Yeah, the other thing we know is that Carrie doesn't like salty berries.
let's take another phone call right now. The lights are locked and loaded. Hello, Mike O'Mara. Sure. Hello? Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hey, this is Patrick O'Reilly. How are you?
Hi, Patrick O'Reilly. Where are you calling from, Patrick?
I am calling from the home of Winslow Homer, Scarborough, Maine.
Ooh, Scarborough.
Oh, Patrick, you sent us here at the house a packet from, he's got a museum up there, right?
It's his house, yeah. The Portland Museum of Art owns his house, yeah.
And Winslow is the name of the Boston Terrier that we got. And Patrick, didn't we go to a game together at some point, a Red Sox game or something like that?
Yeah, down at JetBlue a couple years ago.
Absolutely. How are you? What's going on with the virus scare up in Portland, Maine? What's going on right now?
My wife and I own a little restaurant. It's been a little challenging getting people to come back to work. They're making more money on unemployment than they were making working for us. So that's
I've heard
tough,
this.
But we're getting through.
Yeah, and Portland, Maine, by the way, Scarborough, Portland, kind of close to each other. They've got the areas of Maine. You know, they rely so heavily on tourism dollars and for, you know, people to come out and enjoy the restaurants. Very, very tough. Oscar, you wanted to ask Patrick something?
Sir, are you
doing
carry out? Is there any way we can help you maybe plug your restaurant?
Yeah, get the word out.
Yeah, it's funny you ask. We're doing takeout and delivery and curbside pickup, and then we got delivery, and then we're going to be able to have outdoor seating starting June 1st, so a week from Monday. We'll be able to have, we got a little patio, so we'll have some outdoor seating and hopefully get some business back going.
What's the place called again?
Yeah, what's the name of the restaurant, sir?
It's called O'Reilly's Cure.
Great.
Oh, boy.
What
O'Reilly's
kind of food
Cure.
Do you have?
What kind of beer do we have?
Food.
He hears what he
food.
Wants to
so
hear.
We have a I do want beer. And I have a beer question for you guys, too. But okay. My wife is Korean, from South Korea, so we have it's an Irish-Korean fusion mix.
Nice.
Well, classic. Rob, what was that reaction to the?
It's not typical. It's not typical.
You're laughing at the man's restaurant? What the hell?
No, are you making fun of his restaurant there?
Rob,
no,
not at all. Yourself.
Not at all.
How dare
not
you?
Not at all.
Sir, Patrick,
Rob,
what's your?
We got a beautiful Reuben sandwich, but instead of regular slaw, we put in kimchi on it.
Tell you what, shut me up. I'm not laughing now.
Shut up. Shut the front door.
Yeah, exactly,
Patrick.
Mike.
What is your beer question?
So everybody can guess what I'm drinking except for Mike. I'm going to give you the brewery, but you have to guess
I already know what it is.
I already know what it is.
I know
too.
It because we've corresponded about it.
Carly, you're out too. You're out too.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, try go to ahead. Guess what he's drinking.
It is from Bangor, Maine. Mm-hmm. The brewery is called Gagan Brothers.
Oh, I know it.
Oscar, Rob, you go first.
You know, you called in first. Go
all ahead. Right, all right. Miller High Life.
I got no. it. I got
are
it.
Are you drinking the bastard?
Mike, I am.
You stole my thunder. Yeah. Right, you stole my thunder.
I'm sorry.
This is something that Oscar
Spanish
actually knew.
Bastard Ale.
Spanish Bastard. That is such a great name for a
we
brew.
We have to do a it TMOS is. Spanish
Oscar,
Bastard.
Oscar. Yeah,
I would love it.
We have to create Spanish Bastard.
Let's call Gagan.
Yeah. And if that goes, then we can do one for me, Polish Bastard.
No, remember that guy when he came out of the show? He gave him all that free pub, and he was kind of a nad.
Oh, he burned
I think
us.
He'd get a case
he
out
burned
of
us.
It, you know?
Yeah, he sent us a coaster. Thanks, buddy.
Patrick, stay safe up there, my friend, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for all you guys are doing. Love the potty shows. Keep it up.
Thank you, and good luck with the restaurant.
O'Reilly's My fingers smell like strawberries.
Oh, that's a nice smell.
Mike,
it is.
All-time high for views today, so we're doing great.
Oh, that's exciting. Yes,
yeah. Well, show your boobs.
That's it.
I'm just kidding.
What are you doing?
No.
No. You're better than that.
Don't do it. Don't. This is only for me.
And if you do it, make sure you're widescreen.
Look at my tan line. Look at that. Look at that white.
Oh, yeah.
They should see your feet.
What?
They should see your feet.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
See my pee?
Your feet.
See your feet.
Yeah. Yeah, my feet.
Show us your feet.
Hold one of my feet up.
Hold one of your feet up.
Do they detach? Want to see a tan line?
Hold on. Let me help him. He needs help.
Yeah.
We all need help.
Can we really see it?
Oh, I can see it.
I have a Charlie horse. Ow.
He has such sexy legs.
God, that's scary. That was scarier than a Jordan Peele movie right there.
Oh,
that
was, my God.
You cramped up?
On my left leg, when I was holding the right leg up. I'm old.
Yeah, you need potassium. Eat a banana, dude.
Yeah. By the way, I still got the planter's peanuts in the foot.
What? You
know? Oh, the warts?
No, not the warts, for Christ's sake. No, I've got plantar's fasciitis.
There's always something with him. You should see how he looks that night. I need to take a picture and post it.
Yeah.
That would be good. A lot of views on that.
CPAP machine.
All right, shut up,
special
everybody.
Sock.
Yeah, everybody.
I'm a little dehydrated.
Oscar, pipe down.
Yeah, might have had a little beer after the round today. Maybe that's why I'm a little out of sorts.
Naughty, yeah, he might have passed out when he came home.
Yeah, I did.
This explains
the showtime yet?
This explains
the showtime
yet?
This is like the last act of a murder she wrote. All the dots are being connected.
All right, take one call, then we got to take a friggin' break. Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hey, it's your big ass hair girlfriend from Arlington, Virginia. It's Lena. How are you?
Hey, yes, Lena.
How are you?
I knew that voice.
It's academic.
Yes.
How's it going, Glenna?
I'm going okay. Let me say one thing. First, I want to say to Omar Merichek in the voice of Dave Chappelle. Good evening.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah.
You just talked over her.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry.
One more time, Lena. One more time.
One more time,
I
Carla.
Heard it.
No, Carla doesn't listen.
I do. They're being mean.
It's okay. But Dave Chappelle, even bitches. That's to all my mirror chicks out there.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. What else?
Heart and soul. secondary. I want to talk to you all about Shannon. Shannon has a good heart. She means well. She's doing things the way she can. This dude, Jorge, who I know, and I've talked to him about his wife, I mean, God rest her soul, and she was real.
Right.
He comes in, he's like, he sort of talks to her and just talks to her, and she puts him on line. He holds on. He gives you all the soft stuff for like maybe 8 minutes. Dude, we already know all this. We're aware of all this. We have a small fan base.
I understand what you're saying.
Right.
But you know what? That is a situation where I get it. And we do want to, you know, this is an entertainment program, and it's sad when you're dealing with that. And you know what? There are a lot of good hearts
Sign
that are associated.
Time, Glenna.
Not only with the show and the people that I work with here, but also in the fan club. We have a generous, sensitive fan
Wonderful
base of people that care about each other. And there was really nothing to do there other than let him vent a little bit. And I think it probably did him a little good to do that.
And I'm sure it did do him good. It's okay. But, you know, sometimes you can sort of overcarry your luggage and it gets heavy.
Yeah. I agree. It did. And then Oscar moved it along.
Yeah,
and
are
it
you
was
asking
a,
him
a
to take
thing.
A carry-on and stop with the two bags?
I like to right.
You take out a pair of shoes, right, we won't have to charge you $50. Yeah. It's the same old story.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I like that, Mike.
Thank you. All right, I'm getting a buzz. Glenna, thank you for calling. We love you. Stay with us, and we are going to take a break. When we come back, a few more of your phone calls,
please.
And then we're moving into the... that's a little toy bug, by the way.
That came right out of a strawberry. Yeah.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And maybe Carrie will start talking.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
Oh, it's over.
I'm tired of this one, too.
Yeah,
this one, you've run this 750 times. We need more stuff. That's all.
We do.
That's all we need.
You're right.
Yes, that's, you know, it's getting old.
Yeah.
Repetitive,
keep it
old. Loved it when it first came on, 7 months ago that we had. It was terrific. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, you guys, listen, go click the TMOS T-shirts banner on our website. Because what's going on?
Linus is doing his Zoomies right now.
Oh, that's exciting.
Can you
sorry
mute
about
your
that.
Wife's
great
mic,
contribution
please?
To today's
Thank
show.
You.
Go click the TMOS T-shirts banner. Once again, tens all the way around. Go click the TMOS T-shirts banner on our website, because just in time for Memorial Day weekend, it's the TMOS Passport to the Asport T-shirt. Super comfy, super fine, and a super limited edition. So make sure you order yours right now. Another brand new design from the Mike O'Mara Design Center. All sizes are available, and because you asked for it, it comes in ladies' fit too.
Yes.
Matt Bloom writes, I've been waiting for that forever. So even, that's right. Then he put the same joke in. I'm sorry. I didn't see that. It's my favorite design yet, so don't miss out on this one. They really are. I love these T-shirts.
Mike, they're all sold out.
What?
Yeah, got a text.
What?
Yeah.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah. It is a good problem to have.
Yes.
I love
that last T-shirt, the white and gray. I love,
yes,
love,
yeah.
love, 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 love.
Same material. Same way.
Yeah. Super soft. So, yeah. Beautiful stuff.
Okay. Do I need a Pepsi for you?
Yeah.
My God. It's getting foul.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh. Sounds like the building's settling.
Bringing sexy back.
Go ahead, Justin Timberlake.
They are ready to be delivered right to your front door. In a box.
I can't say that. What the hell's the matter?
Pony, that's 1:15:30.
They're ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Help us out. Just click the T-shirt banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. We love these T-shirts. We're excited about them. Just remember, if you use PayPal, the T-shirt will ship to the address associated with that PayPal account.
Key point.
Yeah, you got to know
Why
this.
Do we have to put that? What do you mean?
Because
why do we have to put that in there?
They don't read all the directions, and then we have to resend. That's a problem.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I got to be. This is tough love here.
Yeah.
Hey, you boneheads.
Yeah, read it.
We don't have to have that included. All right. Just remember, if you use PayPal, the T-shirt will ship to the address.
Say that again.
Remember, if you use PayPal.
Remember.
Remember this.
Remember.
If you use PayPal, the T-shirt will ship. Shannon, what are you eating? Raisins?
No, Cracker Jack.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, Cracker Jack.
Oh, wow.
Jack in the Box.
I would. You know what? What's the one? Is it Fiddle Faddle?
Oh, she's got a
Fiddle Faddle. Oh, look at the prize. It's a divorce agreement.
Cracker Jack.
I love those.
Guess where Cracker Jack was? Made its debut.
Where?
Bolivia.
The Chicago World's Fair.
1904?
1893.
How was it?
Yeah.
Oh. She awakens.
She picks her spots.
It's all about timing, and she always does.
That's good for the first segment of the show.
She's
right
great.
There.
Yeah.
Carrie contributed. That's awesome. TMOS merchandise when you wear it. I'm going to keep laughing about that because that was funny. When you wear it, I love the Ferris wheel. The debut of the Ferris wheel.
That's right.
1893 in Chicago on the
Midway.
Invented
by Adolf Herr Ferris, right?
No. Known as the White City. I'm reading a book right now. I am reading a book right
Rob's
now.
Rob's favorite city.
I'm reading a book right now called Devil in the White City. That is a fascinating book, and it centers around the development and implementation of these incredible buildings that they built at the Chicago World's Fair. And
true story,
a true story. And meanwhile, it has a side story that goes on at the same time with one of the most horrifying serial killers known America.
The first
real serial. This guy was totally heinous.
And rich. And
John Wayne Gacy?
Fun things.
No, not even like that. It was much more premeditated and had like a crematorium in his hotel. Ooh. It Efficient. Was dark stuff.
Have you ever really been to amazing. A World's Fair? It's been a while since we've had one, I guess.
You know, I think it's funny when
what
we make
exactly
a joke about
what exactly is a World's Fair?
That's the, I mean, they don't have them anymore.
I can give a little anecdote. Because
my I have one I'd like to share as
my
well.
My father used to go to the World's Fair on a regular basis. It was something that he was proud of going to, and I didn't understand when we were kids.
Right.
So before the internet or technology, countries would show
the
90s.
Off. Yeah.
Or, you know, exactly. The last one, I think, might have been 84 in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Nations would show off like how developed they were at a World's Fair. It's almost like a convention to show off how great your country is.
In 1939, they debuted television in New York's World's Fair.
Well, that's where the Eiffel Tower came from.
Can you turn up Shannon's microphone and have her put the microphone close to her mouth so we can hear her crunch the Cracker Jack?
I got
go
you
ahead.
Right now.
No, go ahead. Keep eating. Go ahead. I want to hear you eat a Cracker
Jack. See, Mike has a sick thing with food. He likes to listen to it, chew it, eat it, swallow.
Put more in your mouth.
What?
You know what I mean. We've done this
before. Do I?
Here we go.
She's so used to hearing that.
Quiet.
I hear you.
What is that called, Oscar? ASMR?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's that stand for?
I don't know. My father, Horny Bob Spiewak, went to the World's Fair in Flushing, Queens in 1960. Mm. And
because I was 1 year old. So
and that's
one
he
year,
said,
1 year old. Did you just say 1 year old?
I said 1 year old. Yeah,
you're,
okay.
You're
I have a college degree, but I'm a I'm sorry.
See, that's not correct.
I'm sorry. I was a jock in the 80s, for Christ's sake.
You're missing
a chromosome,
is what you're saying.
My father's one memory of the World's Fair is he said that's when Disney debuted An Evening with Mr. Lincoln with the audio animatron, and he was 9. And he said, when Lincoln stood up, and this is a quote from my father, he said, I almost myself.
What? Oh, Pony, that's 1-20-20.
Oh, Pony, Carla has your effing number. Let me tell you.
There you go.
Exactly.
She did not
all right, we got time for
earlier.
One more call, and
one
then we got to roll it over into the next
the bonus
thing. Right on. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
So I'm doing
sir,
great.
Turn down your Facebook, please.
Where are you calling from?
This is Mike and my wife, Shelley. We're calling from Henderson, Nevada.
Henderson, Nevada is the place to be. What are you enjoying as an adult beverage this evening, Siri?
I am enjoying Not Your Father's Bourbon.
Ooh.
Not Your Father's Bourbon. Is that as good as Jerry Springer's rum?
No idea. No.
I have to ask, because Not Your Father's is normally like a grape soda or a root beer or lemonade that is made alcoholic. Why would it be Not Your Father's Bourbon?
I don't know. My 19-year-old found it and got it for me.
You mean your 21-year-old?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is that as tasty? Is that as tasty as Who's Your Daddy Grain Alcohol? How about I'm driving the sitter home, Jim?
Actually, last week he gave us bottles of Monkey Face Bourbon and Monkey Face Vodka.
Wow. Is that like a local distillery that makes that?
I have no idea. He just figures out all these different ways to get this stuff. So
the owner of that distillery, Mike, is notoriously handsome.
Well, you're the last caller on the regular show, sir. Can I ask you, is there anything else we can do for you? Because we got to move on. We have an uncensored bonus show to deliver right now.
No, I just got to tell you, I love you guys, and unfortunately, this is going to be the last one I get to enjoy because I have to go back to work, and I work past 4 o'clock on Fridays.
Yeah, it's probably our last one as well. So. Yeah.
Well, so you can always watch it. Right?
Yeah, we're probably going to be wrapping it up as well. maybe
it's
not.
Taxing.
No, we haven't discussed that. What's that?
I said it's taxing.
How are you doing? I mean, I didn't know you were feeling that way. I mean, I really haven't made a call.
I think
on
10
whether
is
we,
like
a
Mike. It's your show. We decided.
But 10 is a wonderful number.
Ten is
magical
a wonderful number.
Ten
is a wonderful number.
What do you think?
Yeah, maybe for just the special occasions when you need the extra stars.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it. On that note, what a great way to go out on our 10th show. That's fantastic. Hope you. Bye, caller. Thank you, Henderson. We appreciate
it. And I just got my new microphone, and Oscar saying no.
I'm
Oscar.
Here all,
wow, were you a little taken aback by Oscar effing just saying all of a sudden announcing this
like
is our last cocktail party show?
It's like when Johnny Carson announced his last show.
I said maybe.
Yeah, that is kind of like Ed coming in there. Well, you're leaving in May. That's it.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I don't know.
It depends. You know, feel free to go if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to do these with us, okay?
I got nothing better to do. We're here.
Tell me about it. Close to another one of your Leah Remini moments, Oscar. We got to take a break. We'll come back with an uncensored bonus hour.
It's not funny.
And he's going to get a talking to right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye.
For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and all our beautiful wives, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't know, man. I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Oh, good for you.
Golf's no different from hockey. Requires talent, self-discipline.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer. Huge ass.
Oh, hey, I'm wetting my jockeys here.